and welcome to podcast number 3. Ha, beat you to it, buddy. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I had my mouth open, and I was about to say, welcome, when I was, like, waiting for the start.
I know, because every podcast you've started to assert dominance, and I'm sick of it. Everybody thinks you're the leader of the podcast. Not anymore, buddy.
Well, I'm Chippy Bree.
And I'm Francis.
And
Wait, no!
Yeah. Back to dominance.
And if this is your first time at our podcast, you're cracking things.
Welcome.
Welcome to our
podcast.
Didn't
even welcome
them. I'm sorry.
Back to dominance.
I got distracted.
I know.
I'm Chippy Bree.
And I'm Francis. Dang it!
And if this is your first, welcome to episode 3. I'm Jimmy Bree, and welcome to episode 3 of our podcast.
Yes.
And if this is your first episode of our podcast, we here at No Point, which is the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
Why is it called No Point, Francis?
Because we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. Truly amazing.
And for some reason, you guys keep listening. I'm not really sure at the moment why.
There's no good reason
And
why.
For some reason, we also have 52 5-star reviews.
52?
I really that's appreciate
insane.
You guys.
And I only bought 20 of them. That's the crazy part.
Oh, that's what happened. You bought 20. I bought 26?
That's 12. Oh, you bought 26.
I was trying to do the math here. No.
So we got shortchanged.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's still 46.
No, so we have to do the math. Hold on. 20, 52. 52 minus 20.
This
32.
32. Yeah, yeah.
I bought 32.
Where did you get 32?
And Francis makes TikToks while sitting on a roof.
And JP makes TikToks while sitting in a window.
I don't like it when you say it like that.
Yeah, no one ever thinks about it other way.
I make TikToks and I put my phone out a window. So we make TikToks together. So I assume you guys are here from there. But just in case, we just want to say hi and preference that we are
none
brothers.
Of those were correct. Yes, we are brothers. And we just tell stories and ask questions. So today's question, right? I thought of this because you asked the genie question.
So I will ask the question today.
You're asserting dominance here?
Oh, absolutely.
You want to take this outside?
Well, we are outside. I don't know where you take it. It's a one step.
Well, now they see. I was picturing that they think we're in this super cool room with like a man. Now they just know we're outside.
I'm gonna be honest here. We got to spoil our secrets right now. We are inside Francis's car in our driveway.
So first class here.
We are the best podcast setup.
But anyway,
we'll give you a studio tour. All right, this is the back seat.
You guys are now in the back seat.
And you guys now are in the front seat.
What an excellent tour. But the question of the day is, and feel free to tweet us your answers.
Yes, we would really like to hear your answers. Tweet at us at Broski Studios.
If you're on a desert island.
Yes.
And you can only bring...
Deserted or desert? I've always wondered this.
Sure.
Is it deserted or desert?
It is deserted. But desert, because a desert island
it's
is
a sand island,
and there could be more.
That implies there are people.
Yeah, yeah. There's a desert island, tons of people there. A deserted island. Very, very good. Very good question.
A deserted island.
So you're at a deserted island, and you can.
I'm at or on.
Is there a difference for that
word? Our car just locked, and I don't know if they could hear it.
At,
it really adds to the ambiance.
So at or on? On, I guess.
Okay, I'm on
you're
a,
on
deserted,
a
deserted island.
Deserted island.
Where?
And.
Which ocean?
No,
Pacific or Atlantic?
If you knew, you could get out.
Pacific
or Atlantic?
No, I meant like Pacific or Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic.
Atlantic.
No, so Pacific. I take that back.
So I'm in between LA and Asia.
Yeah.
All right.
So
am I closer to Asia or am I closer?
You really make me not want to.
Is it near Hawaii?
You make
because that would just be Hawaii.
You know what? You're on a deserted island. You can only bring two items.
The question was three, but you were a jerk. So I took one away. You got yoinked.
But
so do I
have a food supply?
No.
I don't have a food supply?
No food supply.
I have 2 weeks max to live.
The only proper answer is food and water.
If there's no food or water supply, I'd like to lock in food and water, Alex.
No, two items.
So do I have food and water supplied?
We have water.
I don't have food.
You're on a deserted island.
Can I bring, like, an endless supply of cheeseburgers? Or does that not count as an item?
No, you have to survive on this island. You have to survive on this island with two items.
Then does that mean there are food on the island?
I mean, there's coconuts and stuff.
Coconuts?
Yeah, you have the island thing.
Can I fish?
It's not just barren.
I'm just doing a fishing pole.
How can you fish?
And a Swiss Army knife.
What a dumb two things to have.
Those are practical.
Wait, you're locking in. You're locking in a fishing pole and a Swiss Army knife. That's your lock-in?
If I have to survive on
that's
this
your
island,
lock-in.
Yes, I'm locking it in.
Thank you guys so much for coming to our podcast. I'll see you guys
the door locked. I told you the car door locked. You can't leave.
Those are really your only two items you're taking.
If I have to survive, if I had three items, one would be for entertainment.
You know, there's literally a trillion other things you could have said that I would have respected more.
Like what?
Anything.
Like literally, what?
You could have said anything.
You can't just say
a boat.
You can't. When you ask that question, it's like the genie three wish question. You can't just take a bone. It's respected.
A cell phone.
Well, that's just a stupid purchase because
you don't know. I didn't say there was no cell tower.
It's a deserted island, Francis.
I make the rules.
There's
I made the question.
A deserted island.
I made the question.
A cell phone is fine. Way more stupid.
Fine.
And you can't bring a boat.
Okay. This has turned into my question. How have you asserted dominance again? You win this round. Very simple. Very simple. Right. You can have your fishing pole and Swiss Army knife.
Yes, practical.
With I'm items. With my airplane.
I mean, they're technically, no one's ever made a rule against airplaning.
Yeah.
And?
A How to Pilot for Dummies
manual. I was going to call you out. I was hoping you'd say, and like, anything. And I was going to be like, what about a fish? How about a pilot's license?
Yeah, no, I definitely need a manual. So you're locking. So first of all, I'm just picturing two people that have now been on two separate deserted island, right? And you're over there, like with face paint on, and like you're one with the forest with a Swiss Army knife and a fishing pole, and I'm over here learning how to fly a plane. Going, hey Steve,
can I tell you what I do? The second you finally figured out how to like take off, I go over just stab you with the Swiss Army knife.
So the Swiss Army knife is not for practicality; it's for an elaborate murder you have. Plan.
I mean, at this point, if there's a plane, that way I get four items.
All right, fine. That was question number one. I thought you were going to solve it quick. Had no idea you were actually going to lose to the question number one.
I didn't lose to the
you
question.
You lost to it. Second question that I have for you is, okay.
Okay.
If you could have any superpower.
Easy. Telekinesis.
Could I finish the question?
I've thought about this every night of my life. Every single night of my life, I sit in my bed, and I turn off the lights, and I say my prayers, and I say my prayers, and I say, God, tonight, if I wake up in the morning and I got telekinesis.
Why telekinesis?
Well, two things. Telekinesis is two powers in one.
What?
Because you can read people's mind with telekinesis.
Sure.
And you can change people's mind / move objects with your mind. It's a very powerful power. You can single-handedly
this
control
is actually
the world
the only
with telekinesis.
I think that's the only superpower you can't say you want out loud. And you just did.
Why can't I say it out loud?
What kind of creepy man wants to be able to change people's mind and read their minds?
Well, you can control everything and anything with this power. You
and
take
there's a
the
weight
world.
Limit for telekinesis. There has to be a weight limit.
And Yoda's
like, you
got
can't,
it.
You can't pick up a...
You just really brushed past the fact that I called the Force telekinesis.
Yeah, you really did. But
there's no... Who has it in, like, superhero comics?
Professor X.
Professor X has it. He doesn't have a weight limit. That'd be a pansy-ass power. He's like, I can lift most things, but not all things. He can lift, like, a car.
Why do you want to read people's minds?
But I didn't say that's the thing I would want.
No. I'm not going to brush past that. Why would you want
to
read
people's never,
minds?
You've never, like, thought to yourself... Gosh, I wish I knew what Joe Schmo.
I knew you wanted to read people's minds immediately. It took one of me saying, no, I know you want to read people's mind for you to give an example, right? So it started. No, I want you to go back. I want everybody in the podcast to understand exactly what happened there. I go, so why are you so creepy that you want to read people's mind? And she goes, well, I mean, that's not really the power that I kind of want. And I go, why do you want to read people's mind? He's like, you never thought to yourself, Joe Schmo. No, continue how you thought. You've looked
no,
at Joe
I'll
Schmo.
I'll tell you the exact reason.
Sure.
And it's like, imagine going to a casino.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're playing poker.
So this is all the win a poker.
You're playing poker, right? And somebody's bluffing. And you're looking into, like, Fat Albert's mind. And he's like, I got no good cards today. Therefore...
Is that how you think Fat Albert talked?
I don't remember. I was trying to do a Bill Cosby impersonation.
Hey, hey, hey.
No, but Bill Cosby had, like, a, hello.
I can't believe our second podcast was about R. Kelly. Our third one's about Bill Cosby.
If you didn't listen to episode one or two, I really suggest it. We covered R. Kelly.
So your big idea for telekinesis is to win poker.
Not necessarily.
And move super thick items.
Well, why would you use the word thick? I don't know if I like that word.
You said it has no
like,
limit.
Let's say I wanted to run for president.
Sure.
I could win president in a heartbeat with telekinesis.
That's incorrect.
How is that incorrect?
Because you can read one person's mind doesn't mean you're right, right? Like
you can change people's mind. I could legit convince the guy debating. Let's say I was, let's say I was running for president, right? And I was running against Joe Biden, right? And I'm on the debate stage against Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's debating me, and I go, "You want people to vote for me?" Then Joe Biden's gonna stand on stage and go, "You guys should vote for JP."
Here's my question, right?
I win the election.
But here's my would anybody else like to run this podcast with me? Because apparently I'm dealing with a sociopath whose big ideas are to win poker and then become president and take over the entire country by changing people's minds.
Well, do you want to hear about my policies first? Maybe I might be good at the job.
No, because apparently it doesn't even matter about your policies because you didn't try to convince Joe Biden in that statement. You just Jedi mind tricked. Yeah, I saw your hand. You just moved it like a Jedi mind
trick. I don't know if telekinesis needs to use their hand like that.
Do
we have a rule book on how telekinesis works?
Did everybody see what you just did? Did they just see you do that on
Maybe
stage?
I did it off stage. We were going on stage. So let's say I was in like the green room and I was like, good job, Joe. I hope you do good out there, buddy. Also, tell everybody to vote for me and how you're not a good candidate. Therefore, he goes on stage. And if any person, if you're running a campaign against anybody,
dig yourself out of
and
this.
They go on stage and they say, "Do not vote for me. I'm a bad candidate. Vote for the other guy." No one can still vote for you.
Yes, they can.
Why?
You don't know if he's under telekinesis.
This was a wonderful segue to the fact that Francis ran for president freshman year of high school.
This is all true.
And he lost.
This is actually where it all stems from. I went to high school.
Oh, like wow, wonderful storyteller.
Like most Americans, I went to high school. And like
most Americans, not all Americans. Yeah. Some Americans don't.
Americans don't go to high school.
I'm not gonna name them.
Give me names.
Some people drop out.
All right, they still went to high school.
Some people don't.
I don't know who, but some people don't.
What truancy officers are?
Anyway. All right,
continue. How you lost your election.
All right, well, now it's not even fun to tell. But here's what happened. Basically, like every high school, there's an election, right? There's a class president.
Every high school? You're really just generalizing all of
high school. Every high school has a class president, I'm assuming. Prove me if I'm wrong. But anyway, every high school has a class president, and I wanted to be that. Why? Because I'm obsessed with power.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I didn't
know. Wow. Think of it. If you had telekinesis, imagine how easy your freshman election would be.
So, apparently, I had no fear of being bullied as a freshman. Humble and naive, Francis. Because I've just never experienced it. So, I just guess I didn't think it would happen. But, boy, did I get it.
I think where you went wrong was you made posters.
Yeah, that was it. So, I wanted to win the election. And the only way I've ever figured out how elections have been won is by Google. And I Googled it, and they were like posters and slogans and other things that eventually will come back to haunt you at 3 a.m. in the morning when you're just trying to sleep. But you can hear everybody in the class looking at your poster saying, "What a dumb slogan." Here's what I did. I threw candy around the school, specifically Smarties. I bought so many Smarties, and I said, "Vote for me. And you get a Smartie."
First of all,
because I was the Smartie and the kid.
Who calls themselves a Smartie? Who looks at themselves and like, "I'm a Smartie"?
Also, the way to destroy my election was looking at my transcript, because they would have found out. Indeed, they would not be getting a Smartie.
Indeed, was the presidential candidate lying? Did you ever like a president debate?
Oh my god! Yeah. Well, no.
You had speeches.
Okay, let me tell you. There was okay. So, going back to the story, I hung up about 500 posters. I printed them out, and I used clip art. And, you know, this story isn't even becoming funny. It's just becoming me feeling so sad. This is therapy at this point. I don't know what I was thinking when I did that. When I hung up 500 posters, and I did it right after school when no one was there, because I said I want everybody to see my face bright and early in the morning.
Yeah, because you'd be a fool if people saw you passing out the posters. You gotta do it when no one's there.
Yeah, I did it when no one was there. I had what I called friends help me. Now realizing it, they were terrorists who apparently had no sense of letting their friend.
They were suicide bombing the kids' social life for the next year.
Destroying me, and they knew it. And they knew it, and they helped me hang them all up. And I remember I walked into school.
You know that, like, you hand them to them, and then you walk away, and they look at the poster, and they're like, ah!
I went to bed, and the worst part is, and here's how you really knew I wasn't a smarty. I went to bed thinking that I'm gonna win. I went to bed thinking that I was the coolest kid, and that people would look at those and think, he really wants this. He's a trier. And we should vote for him. I could not have been more wrong. I went into school. Posters were defaced. First, those hurt so much. You ever had a poster of you defaced?
That's like something that you only think happens in movies.
No! They drew mustaches, horns. Some of them I found out who did it were the people that hung it up. I didn't check their work. They were just drawing stuff.
Like you used a task rabbit and you didn't check their reviews.
But half the posters were defaced. The other half.
So you're saying 250.
The other half were torn down.
Okay.
Right?
So there were no good posters up.
No. And like some people, and like when I walked in the hall, like every time, like you can't, it's not like you can pretend that you didn't do it because every poster has a picture of who did it.
You come into school the next day and you're like, what sick girl kid pulled a prank on me and said I was running for president.
It hurts to remember. I didn't know I felt this way still. I'm really digging up things here. And literally every kid that walked past me in the hallway looked at me and said, and was like, loser, and they would push me and they'd be like, wow, did you really think this was a good idea? And it was horrendous. Like that, I wanted to call out, like I wanted to go home sick. It was so
but you still had to do your speech.
I still had to give my speech, and the speech was in the afternoon, so they call up everybody that's doing it. Now I would like everybody,
how many people ran against you?
There was three, and I'd like you to know I was the only one with posters. And let me tell you.
Nonetheless, smarties.
But I like you to know that there are six other people running, right? Or three other people running, but there's three other people. So the freshmen and the sophomores had their speeches at the same time. So there was three other there. And then there was like four other seniors and like three other juniors. And out of every single person, I was the only one to hang up posters. I printed those out. I went, first of all, I'm also mad at the Office Max employee because he let me buy them. He could have stopped me. I am a naive child. And so now it's the speech, and I am just mortified that I ever did all this to try to win. Like, I thought I went to sleep so proud, and I was just beaten that entire day.
Do you think you would have been more happy? Would you, not be telling this story the same way if you won? Like, even if you were embarrassed?
No, because then it would sound like a make-a-wish. It would sound like a
oh, shucks, we feel bad for this kid.
You gotta vote for him. No,
you know how much money he spent on
there were some people that said, that were like, hey, man, they'll forget about this in a year.
Mostly teachers.
I left school. I transferred out of that school. That's another story. But anyway.
Not only did he transfer out, the next year he went homeschooled.
He's got sadder and sadder. But basically, it was the speech. And I was so terrified to do the speech. I was in no way to do a speech. I'm a very charismatic, I think, person, right? And I'm very talkative, right? I can talk. Okay? But when you have been humiliated and you have been scorned and you just know that you've messed up.
There's only one way to handle this.
Right.
It's to double down.
You
should have doubled down.
I wish you were there.
You should have got on the stage.
I wish. I was the only one.
For me. And you get a Smarty.
I start chucking Smarties at the
game. Smarty. Smarty. That's
I start throwing the flyers like they're money in a strip club.
Making it rain.
But no. I wish someone was there and said, double down, Francis. But instead I decided, I'll give the worst speech of my life. And I get up on stage in front of... Right, now, this is public school. It's the only year I went to public high school. And So there's it's overpopulated. Like, everybody that went to public school, I don't know if your schools were overpopulated, but there's a real school system problem. We gotta fix it. This podcast is slowly turning into, guys, vote for me and I'll fix the school system.
And you'll get a Smartie.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I mention the Smartie?
Did I mention it? You know people snorted that and I got in trouble too? People snort Smarties. I didn't know! People thought I was handing out drugs. Got worse. But anyway, I'm up there on stage, and they go, your next speech will be brought to you by Francis Brissette. So there's a podium, there's a microphone, it's an auditorium, everybody. Now, all I can think of is, everybody right now, if they haven't seen me yet, has matched that poster to my face at this point, right?
I wish there was just one guy sitting in the back of the crowd. He was just like, that poster guy!
I wish I was better looking. I wish that was also, like, if I was so attractive, I don't think anybody would matter. I think people would be like, yeah, like, people like it, but it wasn't even, I'm so average.
You think people are creepy.
Yeah. I think people were like, man. So I'm, all I picture is everybody has just done a facial recognition of that kid as the poster boy. So there's nothing I can come back from. Also, if you don't know, the only thing that I have, I watched all, to prepare for this speech, I watched every single Disney or Nickelodeon show that had a presidential election and saw how that kid won.
Reliable resources.
No, because all those kids win because they say things that they can't get done or they don't care about the election. Okay. Right? I wanted to say that before I start my speech.
I need to know. What did you promise?
I said, so first of all, my voice cracked immediately.
Of course.
Puberty is a jerk to freshmen, and apparently everybody has a sense of humor in my life my freshman year. So I go, hello, not a good start. And I go, I'm Francis, and I'm running for president. I promise to get better lunches.
It's your first day of school. Second day of school. I don't know how these lunches help.
I promise to get better lunches. I said, no,
which is the go-to promise no one ever can achieve.
Okay, yeah. I felt everybody looked at each other and thought, there's no way he's doing that. I said, I think we should get more gym class, which I thought would get the crowd on my side.
Turns out,
y'all are lazy. Lazy son of a guns. Every single one of them in our school system is lazy. And, like, audible, one guy booed. Like, straight up. If it was the entire school, that would hurt, but I'd understand it. But it's just one guy who went, boo. Like, that was it. So then I go, so I know I'm starting to lose the crowd. And I start going, look, I really want to help you guys. And I think that we could do stuff together, and I think
real
that,
convincing.
Yeah, I think that if you elect me, I'm gonna do everything I can for this year.
Thank you.
elect me, and then I said thank you, and the next three speeches, their immediate start was, I'm not going to come out here and promise things that are impossible, like some of my opponents. Every single one of them started. And then one person had the audacity to say, and you know what? I can't afford fancy posters. That hurt so much more because
they changed
she used my
thing.
Posters against me.
They turn this in. She's playing the victim out there.
Yeah, she's playing like.
Did she win? I gotta know. Is she the
did.
One that won? She's the. Of course.
She did win. She gave a great
not
speech.
Not only did she play.
I started getting mad at myself. I was like, how dare I think everybody can afford $20 worth of posters?
Now that's a side thing. It's a moral issue where I found out apparently morally you're not supposed to vote for yourself in class elections, and I'm gonna get back to that in a minute.
I knew I was losing,
so I needed every vote I could get.
But yeah, moral of the story, I did leave that school the next year. It was not because of the election, but it took a while before everybody would talk to me and not just call me the election kid or poster boy.
Now, circling back, do you wish you had telekinesis? know what? Yes. Yeah, I. And on my island, give me posters. I'm gonna be king,
Marty.
And I'm gonna be king of that island.
And to the opposite effect of Francis, I would like to talk quickly about my
run at the same time.
Well, I would just like to start off by saying,
and went horribly different.
I would like to start off by saying, I've always wanted, it's been like a dream of mine. My goal in life is to be a history teacher as my starting job, and then at some point segue into politics.
Yeah,
I want to run.
You can't
for
get
politics.
More boring. You were like history, and then you were like, I want to be even boring. So you said politics.
I want to be the yeah. mayor of
you
a small
the,
town.
You want to be the person
the
no one
smallest
wants to talk
state.
To.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. No, people want to talk to the mayor.
No,
I think mayors are like borderline celebrities. I think I don't know.
We're gonna go chase down our mayor. Okay, you can.
I love our mayor. All I right, love Alan Fung. Anyways, I have run 3 times for student councils.
Yeah.
How many times have you run for a student council? Was that one and done? Were you one
no.
and done?
No.
I ran
twice.
Did you win twice? Lose
no,
twice?
I lost twice.
You lost twice?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know the
because
second one.
Here's why I keep losing. Because I'm like the fun guy.
Wait, what was your second election? Where was it?
Mine was I'm talking about the St. Patrick's one. I'm not talking about the homeroom rep one. That one I lost.
He lost three. Guys, he lost three.
We had
another position, and it was called homeroom rep, and it was for student council, and the teacher was so tired and did not want to do elections. So he goes, the next person to raise their hand is homeroom rep. Now, Francis planned on running the entire day and doing a speech, and he lost to a faster hand race.
which is still more respectable than my poster loss.
So I ran for student council 3 times in my career of a student, and I won 3 times. I'm undefeated in student council.
Not my fault, you have telekinesis.
And I figured, my telekinesis come in handy. The first one was in 6th grade. I ran for vice president of my entire middle school, and I won. I ran unopposed, I think. I think that might come in handy.
I wish I ran.
Funny story, though, when we were in the class, like, the day before, and the teacher was like, all right, who wants to run, right? There was 17 kids running for president. I was the only kid running for vice president, you know? And the kid, one kid goes, wait, is JP the only person running for vice president? And she goes, yeah. She goes, can I change from president to vice president? Like, she sized me up. She sized me up, and she was like, I can take him. Luckily, the teacher goes, no, that wouldn't be fair. So I was like, I got this, right? So I did run unimposed. And my slogan, I also had a slogan. I also had posters. Because, you know, 6th grade's a good time for posters.
Yeah, you're allowed to do it in 6th.
And my slogan was...
You didn't have posters because... And the worst part is, I think I got posters because you were getting posters.
Yeah. I had my sister Photoshop me holding the school in my hand. And the slogan was, JP for VP. You see what I did there? You like that? JP for VP. 10 times better than vote for me and you guys.
I wish I photoshopped out the acne.
On my poster. I think you would get more bullied. It's like, not only is that poster kid, but he made his butt look 10 times bigger.
It's like, why is fine? Alright, yeah. So what was your slogan again, though?
So, vote JP for VP. And
that's a good slogan.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with something that
I won
can
unopposed.
Snort.
And I was a weird kid in 6th grade. So I wore a suit every single day to 6th grade. I took my vice president position very seriously. I changed schools in 7th grade. And I was not allowed to run at your first year at my new school. You had to be an 8th grader to run. In 8th grade, I ran for student council again. And I had a class of 16 kids in 8th grade. There were exactly 8 boys and 8 girls. Now,
that's way less people to embarrass yourself in front of.
At the lunch table, all the 8 boys sat together at one table. And student council elections came around, right? And when they came around, our teacher was like, who wants to run? A bunch of girls, 4 girls said they wanted to run for president.
Yeah.
2 girls said secretary. Like, we're at 6. And then two girls said they were running class rep.
Sure.
Right? No. Yeah. There was no vice president. And that's what happened. And then treasurer had nobody. So, no, it was, there was no secretary. Sorry. It was
four. Politics are difficult.
Four girls were running for president.
two girls were running for treasurer, two girls class rep. Every single girl was running for student council. So apparently it was a girl thing. And the guys had this idea at lunch. And we said, well, there's four positions, eight guys, eight girls. The girls are going to split the vote. We need to assign one delegate from the boys.
That's smart.
To each position.
That's genius.
So we assigned my friend Nathan to president, my friend Victor to treasurer, and me to class rep.
Wow.
All of the girls I'm split so the vote.
Yeah.
And all eight guys voted for Nathan for president, Victor for treasurer, and me for vice class president. No, I was president. Class. No, I was class. I was class president.
Okay.
Right. So we perfectly split it.
Nice show.
That we won each time. Yeah, we were diabolical little boys.
That was amazing.
Mind you, all three of us were kicked off student council. Our friend, my friend Victor, he wonderful kid. I love him. But he was treasurer, and for our fundraiser, we sold like the loop bracelets. The girls came up with that idea, and the guy and our teacher was like, "You can't keep shutting down the girls' ideas."
That's why we're in power.
We had recess after lunch, and he had the cash box, which had a grand in it. Like, and he brought it out to recess, and he just left it in the parking lot, went inside, and then the teacher leaving for the day was leaving, backed up, and goes, "Is that the cash box?"
I've never been more happy to pick up JP that day. I got $1,000.
And my third run was my senior year of high school. I ran for president of the theater program. But how it worked was you just ran. The person with the most votes got first place. The person with the second amount of votes got vice president. The person with... And then everybody else got eliminated. Six people ran. Funny enough, we were at all boys high school. Mm-hmm. But the theater program had boys and girls. Three guys ran. Uh-huh. One girl.
Yeah.
So all the guys decided, we are an all-boys school. It is not right if a girl wins.
What I'm finding
president.
Out is you, every time you've been a part of it, you immediately become men versus women. Like you learned from sixth grade and you were like, guys, hear me out. I know those.
You know,
I was the vote. You have one plan. It's one plan.
The girls are a lost cause.
Run for president and I'm going to work for the other team and go, I got his plan.
No, it was nothing sexist in high school. It was just the fact that we were an all-boys school and we didn't know if it was right that a girl should be an all-boys school president. Like, it was like, if it was a girls' school, like, they didn't go to the school.
I don't think, yeah, I'm glad that the podcast knows you're sexist now.
Oh, well, my
bad. If they got this far. They've turned away after my sad thing.
And so, me and my best friend, one of my best friends, were running for president, vice president, and then another kid. I don't even know who he was, right? Let's just say he got one vote. He got one vote. Me and my friend split the vote, 18-17. I lost by one vote. Mind you, I had...
Because of your lack of posters.
Well, yes, I didn't have any posters. There was three of my good friends. Sean, that we talked about in last podcast, and two brothers, Thomas and Joe. And they both, before I went up for my speech, they go, "We got you. We're voting for you, right?" And then it was a close your eyes and raise your hand thing. And I don't close my eyes and raise my hand. And I look, and these three boys raised their hand for the other kid. Which means I clearly should have been president and not vice president.
Well, no, because... No,
if one of them voted for me, I would have won.
Sure, but you still should have been vice president because they weren't going to
vote for
you.
Me. Vote for JP, for VP.
Sure, I would have been president of my school if a lot more people voted for me. Well, yeah, that's just
that's what I mean.
No, your argument right there was, I should have been president because they should have voted for me.
I had a hell of a speech, though.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, not mine.
And I even got more girls to vote for me than the girl that ran. And what I did was I knew the girls were the toss-up. So what I did was I called every single girl in the theater program the night before, and I was like, "So, who will you be voting?" Like, I felt like I was a door-to-door politician. But telekinesis could have won me my election.
I can't believe I hung up so many
posters.
So many. Well, anyway, if you found out one thing about us, it's that, I had a failed political career.
And I had a very successful
had a very good one.
Very successful political career.
Yeah.
Our superpower would be telekinesis.
And on an island, I'm bringing a plane.
I'm excited to hear what you guys would bring on an island and what superpower you would want. And if you guys have any funny election stories or sad or anything, post a TikTok telling us it. Post it on Twitter, Broski Studios. Tag us. And I'm interested.
I'm interested, too. And if somehow you got this far, and I'm not sure that anybody possibly could after the sad story, I need you to put as the secret message this week, vote for me and get a Smartie. Please don't snort them, though.
Broski Studios is not liable for giving you a Smartie that results in inhaling.
Bro, so many people. I got called in. They thought I was selling them.
How much would you sell a Smartie for?
Well, if I knew what they were doing with it, a lot more than I thought originally.
All right. Bye, guys. I'm Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis.
You're not signing off?
I told you. I'm never going to sign off because it doesn't count because it's I'm talking.
Vote for me and you get a...
That's Smartie.